Okay, I'd like to call the Town of Montville Town Council regular meeting to order. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Agnes, like to have a roll call, just like to state that Counselor Karen is not feeling well. He texted me.
Counselor Deckwood?
Here.
Counselor Lathrop?
Here.
Counselor May?
Here.
Counselor Sebelia?
Here.
Counselor Southern?
Here.
Counselor Uten?
Present.
All right. So tonight we have special recognitions and presentations. We have a recognition of two Montville student athletes for outstanding service award. And I believe we have Mr. Nick Menapace, and I think we have Nick Sebelia, our liaison, and the mayor. So you guys want to call up?
Yeah, Josie and Adam want to come up, and yeah, Nick
come
is going
to. Nick.
I suppose I should probably be at the microphone for this one, but yeah, thank you. So. To be up here, but it was my pleasure to be able to recognize Josie and Adam today. I'm going to read out their formal recognition here in a moment, but I just wanted to be able to congratulate both of you, not just on this, but on your graduation this year as well. So that is a big step forward for both of you. So I'm very proud to be able to give you this recognition today. But I'm going to start off for Adam. Just wanted to let you know for this, on behalf of myself, Rep. Nicholas Menapace, as well as Rep. Nick Gauthier, Kevin Ryan, Kathy Austin, and Senator Martha Marks, be it hereby known to all that the Connecticut General Assembly hereby offers its sincerest congratulations to Adam Sheridan in recognition of your outstanding leadership, academic achievements, and athletic success as the YSE, or Youth Advocacy Co. Ah, thanks. Gosh, I'm sorry, we call it, it doesn't matter. President, your commitment to service, youth wellness, and prevention efforts exemplifies excellence and dedication to making a meaningful difference in your community. The entire membership extends its very best wishes on this memorable occasion and express the hope for continued success. Given this day, July 14th, the state capital of Hartford, Connecticut, by Senate Pro Tempore Martin Looney, Speaker of the House Matt Ritter, and Secretary of the State Stephanie Thomas. Right, Adam, do you want to come up? We'll just stay. So if you get the advantage, then I'm hopefully not going to mispronounce anything this time. All right. But same thing for on behalf of myself, Rep. Nick Menapace, Rep. Nick Gauthier, Representative Kevin Ryan, as well as Senators Kathy Austin and Senator Martha Marks, be hereby known to all that the Connecticut General Assembly hereby offers sincerest congratulations to Josie English in recognition of your your exceptional leadership, academic excellence, your dedicated service as YIC president, your advocacy for equity, inclusion, and youth wellness, along with your achievements in athletics and community impact, are truly inspiring. The entire membership extends its very best wishes on this memorable occasion, express the hope for its continued success. Given this day, the 14th day of July, 2025, the state capital of Hartford, Connecticut, by Senate Pro Tempore Martin Looney, Speaker of the House Matt Ritter, and Secretary of the State Stephanie Thomas. Congratulations.
Don't go too far. The mayor has a little.
Okay, yes, the mayor.
I also have a certificate.
Well, hang on, I'm sorry.
Hold on 1 minute, kids. Hold on 1 minute.
From the town, I'm sorry.
I also have a certificate of recognition from the town of Montville and the town council. And I want to say that when we use the word outstanding, I don't take it lightly. You both have contributed an awful lot during your 4 years with the high school, and you deserve some recognition for this. And for that, I want to say, Josie English, in recognition of your outstanding dedication and service as president of the Youth Action Council, in addition to your personal accomplishments as a competitive ECC swimmer, certified lifeguard, captain of both the Montville and Waterford swim teams, and a member of the National Honor Society, reflect your exceptional drive and commitment to excellence in both academics and athletics. On behalf of the town of Montville, we extend our heartfelt appreciation for your many contributions and wish you continued success in all your future endeavors. And for Adam Sheridan, again, outstanding. Okay, we, in recognition of your outstanding and dedicated service as a member of the Montville Youth Action Council and your current role as co-president, your accomplishments as a four-season soccer player, a four-season track team member, impressive personal pole vault record holder, and the National Honor Society student are truly commendable and reflect your commitment to excellence in both academics and athletics. On behalf of the town of Montville, I am proud to recognize your exceptional qualities and wish you continued success in all your future endeavors. Let me also say that we are looking at the future leaders of our community and the country.
Let's have a round of applause for these two outstanding students, Adam and all right, let's move on. Alterations to the agenda. There is one, and I'd like to have a motion to remove item 16C.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor, move item 16C. Say aye.
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 Any opposed?
So we're not doing B or C, right?
Just for record on the special recognitions, we only did one presentation tonight. Consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of May 12, 2025. So this, yep, the special meeting minutes of May 29, 2025. So and then this, and then the special meeting minutes of June 18, 2025. The so grant moved. Meeting project. So I have a first. May I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on those? All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. There is no executive session tonight. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Take my glasses off. Can't wear them.
And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right, moving on, communications. Everyone should have received in their packet a copy of the legal bills from Sussman Shapiro for the months of March, April, and May 2025. Copy of the legal bills from Heller on the Sage for the months of April, May, and June. Copy of the legal bills from Attorney Michael Sadai for the month of May 2025. And a copy of a letter addressed to Senator Looney from Mayor Bunnell and Town Council Person May. All right. Mayor, do we have anything from the town attorney on matters referred?
No, we have nothing.
Mayor, any remarks and our administrative department heads, including matters referred?
All right, we'll start with the police department report. Lieutenant Radford.
Good evening, Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. I just wanted to give a quick update on the animal control facility. It's moving along quite well, if anybody has driven through there. The exterior walls have been completed. They were able to pour the floor last week. I know they're going to be working on some drainage around the outside. Things are going well. Some minor hiccups and things, but you know, it's expected with any project. But things are moving along pretty well, and they're hoping late fall we'll be in there.
Very well.
Thank you.
Any questions,
thank you.
Senator Radford? Thank you.
We have no other department head here. Public Works Director is on vacation. I have his report. CLA is currently working on surveying Maple Avenue for the installation of the sidewalks and starting to work on the Mulewski Drive area. Putting out the bids for the relining of several hundred feet of drainage pipe on Maple Avenue. Beechwood Road drain improvements is out to bid. Massapequa Side Road and Fielding Drive will be chip sealed this year. We're also going to include Gutterman to that. We had originally thought to repave Gutterman, but the cost was well over $60,000, so we're probably just going to repair it and do the best we can what we got. The repair at the air conditioning at the police station has been completed. On the dock pier, boat dock and the fishing pier, we're waiting for DEP to sign off on the project, and we're going to have a pre-construction meeting, I think it's next week. Hope to get that thing moving along. There's a 40-day waiting period for public comment. Public Works is currently mowing on the sides of the road. Bridge Street is going to be closed starting July 21st. All announcements have been sent out, and there's billboards, electronic billboards up there announcing it I think it's 6 weeks. It's going to be closed in 6 weeks. The punch cards at the transfer station is still being worked on. The state is providing the town with two more speed radar signs. Those are radar signs that dump the speeds of cars, not who they are, but what they are, into the cloud so we can record the habits, so the driving habits in certain areas of the town. So we'll have a total of four. I think it's four. We'll have two more coming. That's the speed limit. There's also a new speed limit sign replacement program that the state's providing us for on Cherry Lane, Fire Street, Fitch Hill, Galvin Lane, Holmes Road, Lateo, Oxaboxer, and Turner Road. Painting on the soccer shed and bathrooms at Camp Oakdale should start around the week of the 21st. And the construction at Camp Oakdale building should start on the 14th, July 14th, 18th. And on my report, I attended the Montville Public Schools retirees on June 4th. We have the Mary Ellen Kane retiring from Charles Murphy. She with 34 years. She's a media specialist. Ron Inkler from the high school, retiring with 3 years. He's also from the Hartford school system, so he's retiring with quite a few years in service. Donna Johnson from Charles Murphy with 23 years, grade 3 teacher. Jean Scardania from Tile Middle School with 20 years. And Sandra Bassetta from Tile also with 20 years. So there's
five teachers that have retired this year. We also had Carrie Flanagan. She was nominated as the Teacher of the Year from Palmer School. She's been described as the, she makes history come alive. She's a champion for equity, lasting ways, and she has been described as the heart and soul of Palmer. Well-deserved nomination for the Teacher of the Year. She is the Teacher of the Year, not the nomination. And then for Para-Educator of the Year, Katie Thompson was awarded, and she's a dedicated and compassionate professional, comes to work every day with brings heart and humor and a deep sense of purpose to everyday work. She treats every child with respect and builds trusting relationships and never stops believing in their potential. Well-deserved recognition to all the teachers of the Montville Board of Ed. And continuing the works, talks with the firefighters contract. We signed the contract on the 8th for the storage shed and the contract for the Bridge Street Bridge on June 30th. We had the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Nature's Art on June 11th after, with 25 years of service, of 25-year anniversary for being in place. And I attended the New London Community Center ribbon-cutting ceremony for a $40 million building. It's beautiful. June 25th, Fire Marshal Barnes announces retirement. It's going to be as of the 25th of July, and the vacancy has been posted. We hired Sarah Torres, filling the vacancy in accounts payable, and we also interviewed several for the Planning Department Administrative Assistant. I talked about the fishing pier already, and we also signed the consulting agreement with BJH for consulting services on the Route 32 development plan. And after, that was after getting the assistance agreement, finally, after several months from DECD. So it's been a busy couple months.
Sounds like it. Any questions for the mayor? Thank you, Mayor. Reports from standing committees. Town Administration Rules and Procedures.
On the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Finance, we did not have a finance last month.
I think so.
And Public Works, Solid Waste and Disposal. I know Councilor Karen is not here.
No meeting.
No meeting, okay. Reports from special committees and liaison counselors. Councilor Karen is not here. For Commission on Aging, Nonprofit, and Social Services. Do you have anything, Mayor, that you need to put out, anything coming up that...
I'm sorry?
Anything for... on Councilor Karen's not here tonight. Is anything on Commission on Aging, Nonprofit, anything coming up that's Social Services?
No, but the Social Services and the Senior Center, the announcements are on the app. I encourage people to... download that app, and you'll all be notified of the events that are coming on, not only for Senior Center and Social Services, but for Parks and Rec and Youth Services. A lot going on, and the app is going to be very successful. We're getting more use into it, and I'm very happy with it so far.
Thank you. Councilor Jaskers, Board of Education, Planning and Zoning.
Board of Education actually had two meetings. They had the regular meeting, which Cato helped me on, and they had a special meeting that I went to. Kate, would you help me on that one, please?
Sure. So the regular meeting last month. So the engineer and architect for the HVAC project attended to present to the Board of Ed and the superintendent. And it was decided that the board would reconvene with them to discuss the project further because they didn't present what the board and the superintendent were expecting, and so they made some recommendations, and they'll be coming back. I believe tomorrow there's a special meeting that they will be coming back to discuss that project. Murphy School needs two hot water heaters, and those will be purchased and replaced. The district calendar was changed to reflect a half a day on December 23rd. Both High School and Palmer School had graduations. We attended both, Joe and I and a few other counselors. The high school was at Dodd Stadium, and it was really, really great. The principal, Mr. Alves, gave out T-shirts to all the graduates that said "Educated in a Small Town," and the school band played that John Mellencamp song, "Small Town." It was a nice little tie-in to Montville. And the Palmer School graduation was simply amazing. It was one of the most heartfelt things I think I've ever been to in my entire career as an educator, and that was really wonderful. So really good things happening in our schools right now.
And the special meeting, they had quite a bit of stuff. They introduced the new special ed coordinator, or the director. Discussion on action on the HVAC. Some of the problem was cost escalation. Not all the schools are going to get air conditioned. There's going to be stuff. That's what they're going to talk about. I think tomorrow and the other night we talked. They talked was to come up with some other type of system. They even proposed maybe having forming subcommittees for each school about what they're going to do and where they're going to do it. They talked about action on the capital plan, including Murphy Steps, Montville High School, wireless access points. The baseball and softball fields repairs, they're going to hold off on that right now. But the other stuff they're going to work on and take that from the 2% fund. As you well know, the Board of Ed takes 2% and puts it into a fund. That fund was up to about 800 and some odd thousand. They're going to spend that down, which is, to me, is good. That's what it's for. To pay for these items, the hot water heaters are going to be paid from the 2% fund, from the non-lapsing account is what they call it. And also a discussion and possible action on a LEARN human resource consultant, an HR person, coming one day a week for a year, which I think is the right thing to do. I can only imagine the superintendent trying to handle HR problems until we at Montville finally got an HR. We, as the mayors, had to do that position, and it can wear on you after a while. And not only that, you can spend a lot of time doing that stuff. So I think that was a good thing for them. And then the discussion on possible action regarding the non-lapsing account. I guess what they're going to do and how they're going to use it, which to me is the right thing to do. Thank you, everybody.
Right. I just want to say I gave the commission a letter, was that in June, on the HVAC on some of the issues they're having. Just to let the public know that there are two schools right now that are currently negotiating the contract to add air conditionings to Murphy and Oakdale schools, and they're over budget. And so one of the ways to remedy that that cost escalation is to only put in air conditioning in some of the classrooms or some portions of the buildings. And so that's what their discussions are, the Board of Ed, they're going to have tomorrow. So I think the public should pay attention to that, because that could that's going to affect the outcome of these schools and where they're going to actually put air conditioning and not. So I think it's important to know that the cost escalation on these are impacting what we originally thought we were going to get for these schools. So with that said, I'm going to move on. Councilor Lathrop, Economic Development and Water Pollution Control Authority.
I missed both meetings, so I have nothing to report.
All right. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Public Safety Commission, and Youth Service Bureau and Advisory Board.
Yeah. Start with a Conservation Commission. On July 1st, they were at the Farmers Market Community Night. They were passing out brochures. They actually created a brochure with all the trails in town, so that's pretty cool. If you want one, reach out to me. I'll try to find a way to get it to you. Public safety, just wanted to thank Fire Marshal Barnes and congratulate him on his retirement. And we also have National Night Out the police department is hosting. That's going to be August 5th at Fair Oaks, 5 to 8 p.m., there's going to be some free food and drinks and some games. So make sure you get out for that. Start with my youth services. Might be a little long, but Barb always gives me a great update, and I don't want to leave anything out. So this past June, they closed out another successful year of the after-school program. They had a great celebration for the end of the year. They wanted to thank the mayor just for stopping by, Chief Blanchett, and some of their other Montville PD friends. They wanted to thank Mr. Hot Dog and Robin's Ice Cream, who also provided them some good food. re-registration for the after-school program, and new registration happened in June. They're going to expect a full program again in the fall. Their mental health campaign, You Good Bro, it continues to gain attention across the state. I'm sure you guys have seen billboards and signs in people's yards. If you're interested, they still have the You Good Bro police patches. They can be purchased for $10 at MYSB or through the Police Union Venmo account. All proceeds for that are going to support police and first responder mental health support programs and services. They also have You Good Bro shirts. They can be ordered through them as well. Sharing the message about 988 is really the goal of the campaign, just to let people know that there's ways to, you know, try to handle your problems, and there's help out there. So their youth diversion team, which formerly known as JRB, continues to receive referrals. There's currently 17 open cases, so they're busy with that. The diversion success rate remains about 94%, which is one of the highest in the state, so obviously the program's working. Their on-site counselor maintains a full schedule of clients, and referrals remain steady. They're also working on securing a benefit concert or performance at Mohegan Sun in an effort to raise some funds for Camp Mystic in Kerr County, Texas, who, as you guys know, tragically lost over 27 kids and counselors in the devastating floods. They wanted to thank Counselor Karen for helping out with this. There's also a pretty long update. I'm going to send it to Agnes to get it on the record. It's just about the Connecticut opioid settlement funds. So obviously Connecticut has led nationwide efforts to secure more than $50 billion nationwide to combat the opioid epidemic, $600 million alone just for Connecticut. So back when Mayor Ron McDaniel was in charge, he got the town of Montville to help out, you know, getting, they got awarded significant funds, and you're supposed to be invested locally in prevention, education, and support efforts. Youth Services was tasked with using these funds. So some of the things they've done is the Uncas Health Mobile Health Van, addiction and substance misuse counseling services. They also help out with the local police and first responders community events, support for Montville schools to access their programs and services as well, and then ongoing Narcan supply for police, fire, schools, and anyone trained in using it. So it was just recently announced $720 million in settlements are coming to Connecticut. So those programs will keep rolling, and they'll keep doing great things with the funds. So just wanted to give an update on that. And that's all I got.
Thank you. Councilor Southard, Farmers Market, Library Committee, Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, so Farmers Market had their opening night a week late due to the extreme heat. They had to cancel opening night. So there was an opening night, community night combination. It was very successful. And thank you to the Montville Police Department and all the fire departments for joining that evening. Kids night was last week, another successful night. And this week is a car cruise. And July 29th is our native market, where we have lots of native vendors come from throughout the New England area to sell their wares. And we will be having native drummers and dancers from right here from our Mohegan tribe that evening. And we are in need of more committee members. So if there's anybody out there that's hearing this that wants to join the committee, that would be fantastic. We did have our yearly library meeting, and they have refurbished the garage into a beautiful new area where they have all of the books for their book sales that the Friends of the Raymond Library uses to raise money for the Raymond Library. It's also a storage area. And the big news of that night was that they hired a new librarian, Michelle Westcamper. Her mother-in-law was the librarian for many years at the library, so the tradition is being carried on. And Parks, lots going on in the Parks and Rec end. Summer camp started on June 23rd. I know that there's been a lot of questions about the grant for the free, why is there no free breakfast and lunch? Well, unfortunately, only 35% of the participants of the camp qualified for free and reduced lunch, and the threshold is 50% needed to be able to offer this program. And I know there was also questions, because you see it on social media, why wasn't the camp moved over to Mohegan, because they were able to offer the meals there. Space-wise, it just doesn't work for the camp. There's just too many children. So they worked really hard. They checked every kid. with school records to see if they were eligible for free and reduced lunch, and we just didn't have the numbers. We tried everything that we could to get the food for the kids, and it just didn't work out. Summer concerts began last week. They're going to be every Thursday from 6 to 8 at Camp Oakdale Large Pavilion. Carnival, that was in the middle of June, and it was very successful. Had about the same amount of people, made about the same amount of money as the past few years, and had some excitement, but overall it was a really good event. The Parks and Rec Commission is discussing increases in programming and facility fees, and they've also had a presentation by a resident named Andrew Couch. He has contacted Parks and Recreation regarding a disc golf course for the Mostaway property, which is something that we've been talking about doing for a couple of years now, having some disc golf put up in there. He's provided course layouts as well as other towns courses layouts for the director to look at and perhaps make some movement on that. Disc golf is really up and coming, kind of like pickleball. People really enjoy it. It's one of those sports that many people can enjoy. It's passive recreation. It's not a noisy sport, and people really seem to like it. And that's it.
Thank you. Appointments and resignations. Consider an act and a motion to appoint Maracas Hernandez to fill a vacancy as an alternate member of the Zoning Board of Appeals with a term to expire on November 10th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor
Lathrop? Favor.
Favor.
Sorry. Councilor Sebelius?
Favor.
Councilor
Spiller?
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Deborah Schober to the Uncas Health District with a term to expire on July 12, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Consider an act of motion to accept the resignation of Chelsea Lambert from the Farmers Market Committee effective July 9th, 2025.
So
move. Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. To consider an act and a motion to reappoint Mary Adams to the Commission on Aging with a term to expire on August 13th, 2028.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Consider an act and a motion to reappoint Dean Terry to the Southeastern Connecticut Water Authority with a term to expire on August 14th, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Unfinished business, there is none. Item 16, new business. The town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $5,305.30.
No move.
As requested by the tax collector, excuse me.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Item 16B, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the nepotism policy as approved and recommended by the Town Administrative Rules Procedure Committee.
So moved.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
It's probably something we should have had years ago. That's my opinion. But I think we should pass this one. No problem.
All right. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Thank you.
Item 16C was removed. Item 16D, the Town of Mount Vernon resolves to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. to execute any and all documents to accept the termination of easement granted to the Town of Montville by David P. and Joan T. Jetmore, dated March 31st, 2017, and recorded on April 3rd, 2017, in Volume 224 at page 781, to accept the grant of easement from Arthur J. Melody the Fourth and Jory L. Trent Camp to the Town of Montville, dated June 23rd, 2025, as required per Planning and Zoning Commission resubdivision application approved on February 14, 2017, and shown on the plan entitled Easement Map Prepared for Raymond Casper Depicted Proposed Access Easement, 72 Valgosi Road, Lot 4, Montville, Connecticut, dated October 1, 2024, revised 4/25/2025, 5/12/2025, and 5/22/2025.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
This was for a turnaround. There was a development, and the town trucks, when they went in, needed a turnaround, and that's what this is all about, according to my planning and zoning people. All
right. From what I was told, speaking with the zoning enforcement officer, Stacy Radford, it's basically changing the turnaround from 70 Valgoose to 74 Valgoose. And it's just so, because it's a dead end, the trucks need a place to turn around.
Got it. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Item 16E, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to accept the slight sightline easement from TA Connecticut Holdings LLC to the Town of Montville, dated July 7, 2025, as required by per Planning and Zoning Commission subdivision application number 24SUB4, approved on January 28, 2025, in accordance with a plan entitled Proposed I-Lot Resubdivision of 958 Route 163, parcel ID 046008000, Oakdale, Connecticut, prepared for the Navier Company, prepared by Soli Engineering, dated September 30, 2024, revised 11/17/24. Provide the existing foundation concrete slab on Lot I is removed and disposed of as shown on sheet 1.2 and sheets 2.11.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I apologize.
So moved.
All right. Second.
Any discussion?
So this is basically an easement for a line of sight from the curb cut for this project on 958 Route 163 is so they can keep the brush cut down without any interference, and it gives the town the right to do it, even though it's on a state highway. It's a very simple maintenance easement.
All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. All right. Now it's item 17, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks on.
Vince Atwater Young, 375 Chapel Hill Road, Oakdale. I have a question in regards to the air conditioning system. I think it's a good idea to put the air in for the kids, and you're saying that you had to cut back because of the budget, and I understand that. The system that you're installing, is it expandable so that later on in time when the money is available and we have to put new air in or more air in, that the system doesn't have to be ripped out because it wasn't properly sized or whatever is needed later?
That's something I'll bring up at the meeting tomorrow afternoon. I'll mention that we're going to set it up if we have the money in the future, that we can just turn it over into air conditioning.
Well, there's a number of simple things. I mean, if it's a ductwork size, just to give you some information, if it's a ductwork size, they increase the size now for a later use, and they put in a balancing damper, and so none of that ductwork has to be ripped out later. So, you know, it's just something to think about. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say they're actually discussing that at the Board of Ed meetings.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
They're actually discussing those very issues at the Board of Ed meetings. We don't discuss that really here as far as what we can. I just wanted the public know that they're having issues with that, and it would be good for the public to go to those meetings to hear that.
When is it?
Tomorrow at 4:30.
I'll see you there.
And there are several other meetings coming up, too, but I wrote a letter to the town council, and it's on the record. I encourage you to read that letter, too, if you get a chance.
Where is the meeting located?
Mineville High School. It's actually the Board of Ed section. It's called the Large Conference Room.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Remarks from the public with a three-minute limit. One more time. Remarks from the public with a three-minute limit. Remarks from the councilors and the mayor. I'll start off with Councilor Utnick.
I have nothing, sir.
Councilor Lathrop?
I'm good. Thank you.
Councilor Sevilla?
No, thank you, guys.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Nothing. Thank you for coming. No listening. Thank you.
Councilor Southard?
Thank you. I have nothing.
Mayor?
I'll look into that, see if it is expandable. If you don't get your answer, I'll also look into it and have it for you and get a hold of you and let you know. I want to thank the police department and the fire department and Public Works for their involvement in the carnival, making it a success and making it safe. The fire police as well. You know, everything that happened, whatever happened, they responded quickly. They were very visible. And you're all to be commended, and I do appreciate everything you guys did. All I can say is enjoy the rest of your summer.
So, in that note, thank everyone for coming out tonight. It was a good night, great presentation, and it's always good to hear about some fine young adults doing some good things, and that was very nice to hear. So with that, I'd like to have a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Thank you.
Do it too early this time, did I?
Thanks, Agnes.